What's shaping portfolios in 2026? Rashad Tayyab, Portfolio Manager. JC Zhu, Portfolio Manager. Ishrath Hassan, Portfolio Manager. Nick Balkan, Chief Investment Officer, Ford Asset Management. Markets have spent much of 2025 rising, with pockets of speculation emerging across asset classes. Asset prices almost everywhere, from Wall Street to Santon, have floated higher on a breeze of optimism and a weaker dollar. As we approach a pivotal year for global growth, inflation, and monetary policy, Ford Asset Management reflects on what may matter most in the year ahead. Four themes stand out: shifting macro currents, the search for value beyond America, the limits of the big tech boom, and the underappreciated charms of South African equities. Macro shifts, currencies, bonds, and a delicate South African balance. Rashad Tayyab, Portfolio Manager, believes the broad-based rally across almost all major asset classes, both globally and locally, has been heavily influenced by the weaker dollar, which has fallen roughly 10% from its peak. He cautions, however, that investors should not bet on a repeat performance, as 2026 will prove difficult for the dollar to decline and provide the same boost to asset markets that it did in 2025. South Africa, he says, entered 2025 in a macro sweet spot of high gold prices, low oil prices, and muted inflation, with a low inflation target as a result, but warns of some key challenges going forward. The first is implementing the new inflation target, the second stabilizing government debt, and the third maintaining the ANCDA coalition in the form of the new. Against this backdrop, Ford favors inflation-linked bonds, where real income remains attractive, and domestically oriented shares, which have yet to fully reflect the recovery narrative animating global markets. Global equities, going beyond the US. JC Zhu, Portfolio Manager, favors a more balanced allocation to equities across Asia, Europe, and America in the Ford Global Equity Fund, with roughly a one-third allocation to each region, which is quite a departure from the fund's US-heavy benchmark. Valuations in the US have once again drifted into territory best described as exuberant, while markets in Europe and parts of Asia still trade on more realistic expectations. In these regions, Ford invests in businesses with robust prospects yet unencumbered by the assumptions now embedded in many American share prices. Technology, a narrow boom meets practical limits. Ishrath Hassan, Portfolio Manager, notes that the US tech stock sector has swollen to dominate indices in a way that leaves little margin for disappointment. A handful of giants, the Magnificent Seven, now exert more influence than entire industries once did. After almost two decades of outperformance, the IT sector is the most expensive it's ever been and constitutes almost half the S&P 500 today, compared to less than a fifth in 2013. Yet the drivers of this long boom look less convincing than before. Digital advertising, once the boundless engine of growth, is in maturity. The cloud computing race is becoming more contested, and the funding loop that propels the artificial intelligence gold rush, advertising revenues feeding enormous capital spending, is not infinite. There are exceptions. Zhu argues that Google remains oddly mispriced for a company whose products, Search, YouTube, Gmail, Maps, Chrome, and more, form part of the daily routine of billions. With investors paying extravagantly elsewhere for the promise of AI-driven riches, Google's more modest valuation looks almost contrarian. South Africa Inc. Value hiding in plain sight. Closer to home, investment sentiment towards South African bonds has improved, with the bond market rallying. However, the country's domestically focused companies have not yet attracted similar interest. Chief Investment Officer Nick Balkan believes the ratings gap is unwarranted. Some locally listed firms, he says, trade at discounts so wide that a meaningful re-rating seems likely as confidence rebuilds. More importantly, a cluster of dependable companies in healthcare, basic consumer goods, and everyday banking can deliver respectable returns through the simple combination of steady dividends and incremental earnings growth. These are not heroic turnarounds or speculative fads, They are businesses that feed, clothe, heal and bank the public. Ford has accordingly lifted its domestically focused share weighting above 60% in the South African-only Ford Equity Fund, deploying cash held aside through the local election season and trimming investments in overseas companies listed locally. For Balkan, companies with sound fundamentals and sensible prices remain the most reliable hunting ground for long-term, inflation-beating returns. Ends. Author. At Rashad Tayyab. Ford Asset Management Plus Posts. Bio at Rashad Tayyab. Ford Asset Management /Malongui-Disabled-Link. 5 Reasons China Should Be on Every Investor's Radar at Rashad Tayyab. Ford Asset Management /Malongui-Disabled-Link. The Trump Trade at Rashad Tayyab. Ford Asset Management /Malongui-Disabled-Link. 5 Trends That Will Shape the Investment Landscape in 2025 at Rashad Tayyab. Ford Asset Management /Malongui-Disabled-Link. Taxes, Trade and Tech. Why the U.S. Election Matters for SA Investors. At Jing Kong Zhu. Ford Asset Management Plus Posts. Bio at Jing Kong Zhu. Ford Asset Management /Malongui-Disabled-Link. The AI Revolution. Learning from Past Bubbles at Jing Kong Zhu. Ford Asset Management /Malongui-Disabled-Link. China's misunderstood advantage is key to unlocking value in a low-growth world. At Ishrath Hassan. Ford Asset Management Plus Posts. Bio at Ishrath Hassan. Ford Asset Management /Malongui-Disabled-Link. 5 Trends That Will Shape the Investment Landscape in 2025. At Nick Balkan, Ford Asset Management Plus Posts. Bio at Nick Balkan, Ford Asset Management /Malongui-Disabled-Link. Why a 3% inflation target won't solve South Africa's debt issues at Nick Balkan, Ford Asset Management /Malongui-Disabled-Link. 5 Trends That Will Shape the Investment Landscape in 2025. Share on your socials.